Welcome to my podcast. My name is Earl Blackman. This is the place where I challenge, motivate, and inspire. For the next few moments, I want to engage your mind. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. Okay, how to become influential. Some of us, we want to become influential. The reason why you want to become influential is because the word influence means basically having the ability to affect people. So, I mean, whatever you do, you need, the more influence you have, the more people you can affect. And some of us want to affect a lot of people. Some of us want to, you know, go to higher levels. So if you want to go to higher levels, you have to increase your level of influence. How do we become influential people, or how do we increase the level of our influence? That's easy. Three main things that you need. I'm going to try and keep it as short as possible. Simply because I just want to keep my podcast just short and just give you nuggets. Number one, you need a sense of purpose. Number two, you need to know your area of gifting. And number three, you need to have character. And so let's go into these things a bit more. So number one, sense of purpose. Your sense of purpose is your assignment here on earth, your reason for existence. Now, why is this important when it comes to influence? A lot of people are influential in loads of different areas, but just because you're having effect in a certain area doesn't mean that that's the area that you're supposed to actually be having an effect in. What is your, you know, your assignment? What is your purpose here for being on earth? That plays a major role when it comes to being a person of influence. Before I began to do all my coaching and training and stuff, I was doing building work, and I was doing quite well on building, and I was having a certain level of influence there, and I was having a certain level of effect there, but that wasn't my my area of influence. That wasn't my purpose. That wasn't my assignment. That wasn't my design. And so if you want to be someone that has pure influence, if you want to be someone that people follow, that people will come to, that people will value, you need to know your purpose. When people see people that have a sense of purpose, they will immediately gravitate to these people. Knowing your purpose allows you to begin to live on purpose, and that's very, very important, because a lot of people are living by accident. I study this because I just study this. I work here because I don't know. I just work here. I hang around with these people because I hang around with these people. No one has a sense of purpose. We don't know why we're doing stuff. We don't know why we're studying things. We don't know why we're included in the things that we're included in. But when you have a sense of purpose, you know what to do, you know when to do it, and you know where to do it. And so when you have a sense of purpose, you work here because. When you have a sense of purpose, you study this because. When you have a sense of purpose, you dress like this because. And so everything, you begin to stop living by accident, and everything, you begin to know the motive behind why you're doing something. And so knowing your purpose allows you to begin to live on purpose. Too many of us are living by accident out here. And my last point for purpose is knowing your purpose keeps you on track and keeps you within your identity. Like I was saying before about my whole building thing, that wasn't my identity. And so when you know your purpose, it will keep you on track. So if I know that I'm supposed to be a speaker, if I know that I'm supposed to be an author, if I know that I'm supposed to be a trainer, a coach, I'm not going to go and try and become a professional footballer, because that's not my area of purpose. And so purpose, having a sense of purpose, keeps you in within your area of identity. It keeps you on track. All right, number two, know your area of gifting. These are three things that you need to have operating in your life to become an influential purpose. Number two, know your area of gifting. Operating in your area of gifting makes you valuable. Why do people ask me to come and speak at their events? Because I'm operating in my area of gifting. They heard me speak, they heard what I talk about, and now they see something valuable there that they want to invest in. And so people will invest in you. People will see your value when you begin to operate in your area of gifting. And if you want to increase your influence, if you want to increase your influence, locate your area of gifting, because your area of gifting makes you valuable. Your gifts are tools that will help you fulfill your purpose. They are the how to your purpose. So your purpose is your what, your why you are on earth. So why am I here? That's your purpose. How do I fulfill my purpose? How do I live out my dreams? How do I do it? You're going to do it through your gifts. And so your gifts are tools that will equip you to establish your purpose. Think about a builder that comes to your house. You need some work done. Let's just say there's a hole in the wall and you call the builder and your builder comes and he's like, yes, I am the builder. I've come to fix this wall, but I don't have any tools. You're going to sit there and think, well, what? Why are you here for? If you don't have any tools, okay, great, you're a builder, you got your qualification, but you don't have tools, so you can't fulfill my need. Same thing when you don't know your area of gifting. You may know your purpose, but you have to know your gifts. Your gifts are your tools. They are the way that you are going to establish your purpose and make your purpose come to pass or fulfill your dreams or whatever. Number three, character. Character. These are three things that you need to become influential. You need to become influential. Number one, the sense of purpose. Number two, know your area of gifting. And the final one is know or have a strong character. You need good character. You need good character. Three characteristics that you need. Number one, humility. Why do you need humility? Because the higher you want to get, the more you must lower yourself in character. Some of us think that as soon as we get, you know, we get a few followers on Twitter, you know, a few subscribers on YouTube, a few people invest in your book or whatever, you think you've made it. I've made it. You need to sit down. Remain humble. This is only the beginning of your journey. You still have a long way to go. Remain humble. Number two, second characteristic you need is confidence. I touched on that already. Confidence is very important. Confidence shows you know what you're doing. Confidence will open doors. Powerful people will invest in people that show or display themselves with confidence. Number three, teachability. You need to be teachable. You need to be teachable. If you want to increase your level of influence, you need to be teachable. You need to be a student. You need to keep learning. You need to keep educating yourself. You need to be teachable. People need to be able to tell you things, correct you, and mold and shape your character so that you can go on to greater levels. But if you're not teachable, then you don't want to learn anything. If you're not teachable, you think you've made it already. And especially us as young people, we think that once we, you know, we get a little bit of glory and we, you know, a lot of people know us a little bit, then we want to go and sit on our high horse and think that we've made it in life and that everything is bliss. And it's like, come on, we still got, this is just the beginning of the journey. And so these are three things you need in order to increase your influence or to become an influential individual. Thanks for tuning in. Hope you've enjoyed what you've heard. Don't forget to visit the website www.lblackman.com. Until the next time.